be a space engineer, okay? And I used to be involved in sending spacecraft from one orbit to another, okay? Now, in doing that, you have to guide, navigate, and control something to get from point A to B. You can apply the same mathematics to world sort of situations, and you have a problem. Your spacecraft is out of control, your world is out of control, and you have to guide, navigate, and control it to get there. And you have perturbations which affect your system, and you have to be careful that the system doesn't get too unstable, because it'll go out of control and there'll be no way back. And that is the same on world situations, bomb escalations, suicide bombings, everything. And it's the same a little bit on the referendum. I don't know where I stand, but I think you have to be very careful of the abuse. And I know that there are an awful lot of people who are poor and suffering at the moment, and things have to be built to get them right before one is able to take on more. Because if you do not do it in a controlled, ordered fashion, you have the other side having a stronger case against the utopia where you want to get to ultimately, because I believe ultimately in what you're talking about, but I empathize with the other guy who was right not to be shut up and told to fuck off for expressing his freedom of opinion and things like that, and it's very important that he gets a chance to do so. Okay. Yeah, I'll do some poems. Yeah, before I say that, I think this is a wonderful initiative, and it's really important because, you know, we won't have a democracy, a proper democracy, if the likes of these things don't exist. And there's a lot of intelligent people out in the street, individuals, they might be vagabonds, they might be artists, musicians, whatever. They can be anything, because there's great in many spheres of life if you look for it. And we have to provide mediums to allow this to grow. And it's easy, like as I say, I came from the space world, and that's telecommunication infrastructure which spans the whole world, you know. And you can do, like this could be captured on a camera now and transmitted around the world, and it's as relevant to Paddy here as it is to Mohammed in Baghdad, okay? And the great thing about, like Ireland too, having this influx of people from around the world has benefited wonderfully, and it'll benefit more. I lived in the Netherlands for many years, and the way evolved as regards integration of people, social rights, approaching things in non-hypocritical ways and not being stuck to our religious fucking muck-ups. There's good in religion as well as a guide for certain morals which are good for society. It is good, but there has been a breakdown, and something new has to be proposed. And I believe in good, okay, not God, even though good equals God, because good equals God plus zero. You cancel the zero and you get good equals God. So just believe in God, and you cut out all the shit of one religion against the other and things like that. And it doesn't matter if it's an afterworld or thing, you make your peace and paradise here on this thing. Okay, so I believe in love. I believe when you're, as regards things like the war, I'm a pacifist in nature, but I also don't believe, I like to do something which I encourage everybody to do, which is you wake up in the morning, you've suffered from amnesia, okay? Everybody on the planet has suffered from amnesia, and they don't know that religions exist. They don't know that borders, nations exist. We're just all fellow man living on the planet trying to do as good as we can, okay? And so we don't, so somebody can walk from A to B and thing and benefit and share. Because if there wasn't all these problems in the world, what you can do with the resources by sharing all the waste on the war, you know, it could be put to good benefit. And But at the same time, I'm going to say something.
That's right, the angel of the last half of the evening since the caveman. The caveman wasn't Bogles, it wasn't legends, it was caveman. They still follow each other.
Some do, but it's not something to be encouraged in modern day life if we're going to survive, okay? I've got two kids who I love very dearly. I think of the children of the future and making it better for them, so I'm not going to just accept that we're predators and we have to do that, okay? Okay, now, I'll just say a few things before I do a few ponies and things like that. My son is Sam, my daughter is Mira, I'm divorced, my future. I put them together, Samira Multimedia Productions. I'm talking about building things in the art world in every sphere possible for the good of the planet world and capturing them on various mediums, the written word, the spoken word, the art, the actual doing, the building, the constructing, and it'll form Samira Multimedia Productions and many other spin-offs for charity supporting in the future. And some of the things it'll do is make a better world, integrate people, make the planet greener, break down capitalism, help people realize themselves, help it end hypocrisy, end injustice, legalize marijuana, help people go through big breakups, give quality education to all, reduce traffic congestion, improve quality of TV and other mediums, give everyone startup possibilities, improve housing, drastically increase recycling, to mention a few. And how will it do it? It'll do it via films, internet, books, publications, song, video nations, stuff, clothing, software, hardware, banking, food, travel, startups, casinos, and brothels for those who need their sex fix medication, okay, as well, because that is existing in time beyond. We have to overcome certain things because you can pay for money. You can pay for your sex way more dearly by going down the wrong road, but you'd be better off getting it like a quick fix. Okay, now, as I say, I believe in love, and I'm going to do you a poem about that and how we go, how we contaminate this planet by spreading the love, okay? And it'll be aid of this. This is a song as well, and it would have been fucking a lot better than that Eurovision stuff that we had. You know, that's not the level of Irish competence as regards written or dynamic as spoken word. Okay, this is called The Big Love Virus. You may not know me now, but you're gonna know me soon. I'll be hitting your town tomorrow around noon. I'll be banging on your window, knocking on your door, coming out from the woodwork, rising up to the floor, cause I'm the big love virus and I'm coming to contaminate you. I'll be coming down your chimney and stroking your hair. I'll be spreading out around the world and cleaning up the air. I'll be climbing up your trouser leg and down the other side. I'll be in your tomato soup, there won't be any place to hide. Cause I'm the big love virus and I'm coming to contaminate you. I'll be on your telly, your radio, your book, and you take my little body within everything you cook. When you look into the mirror, you see me looking back at you. I'll be lounging in your brassiere and ducking in your shoe, cause I'm the big love virus and I'm coming to contaminate you. I'll penetrate your pores and climb into your oven. There won't be any stopping me cause you'll be longing for my loving. I'll be in your T-bone steak and your mug of cappuccino. I'll be flowing through your veins like a horny Al Pacino. Cause I'm the big love virus and I'm coming to contaminate you. Okay, thank you. Your man was talking about, you know, the hardship of modern day living in Ireland and on the poverty level, and it is hard, okay? And there's a lot of geniuses who've taken the wrong path, got lost, and who are suffering poor, and with a helping hand they could get far, okay? And there's a lot of rich people who are sitting on their fucking fat asses and they're not doing anything about helping Mr. Poor Man, okay? And so this is a poem related to that, and it's called Personal from a Vagabond, okay? Dear rich, beautiful women of the world, call me greedy, call me clever, should sit alone in your bed, because the loop's the number one priority. But then again, that said, if you got a stash to burn, why not share it all with me? And in return, I'll give you the freedom to have your way with me. Now, 'tis true I may not be the greatest male on offer, but then again, the publicity may soon recuperate the coffers of this rich, pretty woman who took me up on me crafty plan to pull me from the gutter and rejuvenate this man. So, ladies, aren't you tempted? Have you the goods and disposition to take me up on me offer, my outrageous proposition? For a night with me will certainly be something quite unique. I've had you forked out the million and got a chance to peek at what I got to offer to have me between the sheets, to catapult me into riches and off these cold corner streets. And maybe God in Hollywood will reward you for your enterprise and nature. And if you can stand the heat and face the fact that you can't take it with you, then you might as well spend it on me as leave it rotten in the bank. And if you got more to blow, I'd also consider renting Hank. He'd really have a future if he could lift himself from this hell. So line up, ladies, with your checkbooks and don't worry about the smell, because it'll soon disappear within your baths of gold. And I'm sure you'd take 10 years off me, because I'm really not as old as to what I may appear from being stuck out on these streets. So come and save me, ladies. Come and bring me to your sheets.